Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with ag economist Joe Jansen. We're talking cattle futures, and we do that in just a moment.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau has been all around Oklahoma since 1942, and they're proud to serve agriculture in all 77 counties. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is invested into the lives of all who live in rural Oklahoma. In fact, their mission statement is improving the lives of rural Oklahomans. Farm Bureau has a team of legislative professionals serving their members' interests at the state capitol and work nationally with other state farm bureaus in Washington through the American Farm Bureau. Check out their website at okfarmbureau.org, where you can learn more about being a part of the Farm Bureau family.
It's the annual M-Flex and Limousine Production Sale at Hall Coyote Hills Ranch, May 4th, 1 o'clock at the ranch near Chattanooga, Oklahoma. Selling 120 head as 75 lots featuring 5 fancy show heifer prospects by Aviator, Air Force One, and TASF Crown Royal. Also, 30 fall calving cow-calf pairs, many with show heifer prospects at side. Call 580-597-3006 for more information or go to hallchr.com to view the catalog with complete performance pedigrees, EPDs, photos, and videos.
Dr. Joe Jansen is an ag economist who's one of the presenters at a recent conference on agricultural futures in Kansas City being put on by the Commodity Futures Trading Commission. It brought in stakeholders on both grain and cattle futures from across the country. Of course, when it comes to cattle futures, there's been an interesting dialogue going on for a while now between the cattle producers, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, especially talking with the CME group, with the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, trying to find ways to make the live cattle feeder cattle contracts more useful and more beneficial to all parts of the industry. Dr. Jansen focused on the limits in our agricultural futures trade and says there's a significant difference between grain futures and cattle futures when it comes to limits.
So on the grain side, we might see a limit move, especially recently in the last few years. We've seen maybe just a handful of limit move days in wheat and corn and soybeans, particularly in wheat and corn. On the cattle side, we see limit price moves all the time because the limits are just set a lot tighter. So one thing that we talked about at the conference was, you know, maybe it's a good idea to have some adjustability in how these limits are imposed. And the question is, well, do we want to sort of leave that up to the CME and say, you know, whenever you guys think it's a good idea, maybe you should change the limit? Or do we want to build in a mechanism to make those limits more adjustable? And since 2014 on the grain side, we've had that ability where the limits are more adjustable. So basically, when prices go up, the limits are set as a percentage of the price within sort of rounding off to a 5 cent increment. But on the cattle side, we haven't changed the limits in 15, 16 years. In that case, right, now we get to a situation where the limits bind all the time and we have sort of this loss of price discovery in this period of uncertainty when we have a limit move. And I think a lot of people trading these markets would say that is potentially a significant cost to them in using these markets, and we want to think about a way to make the policy, make the rules flexible to react to the market conditions as they exist.
Jansen says the point of his presentation was not to try to suggest changes to either the grain or especially to the cattle futures when it comes to limits, but rather to lay out some options to the participants and get them thinking about what might be done to modernize our cattle futures in this regard. He says at the end of the day, that could be a positive move forward.
I think it's helpful to have a robust discussion about how we set the rules of the game and to sort of consider the trade-offs for different participants. Then that's what we did. Ultimately, I think the goal of this conference is, again, to provide a forum for both the CFTC as the regulator and the exchanges who are, you know, tasked with operating these markets to get the broadest sense of sort of opinions among market participants. Because ultimately, these markets exist for the participants and for the public at large who, you know, use the prices, even if they don't sort of trade directly in this market, right? You use the prices that are set in these markets as a signal. And so we want to make sure that everyone's voice is heard and that we set the rules of the game in a way that's the most fair to the most people.
Joe Jansen talking about his presentation at the recent Kansas State University Commodity Futures Trading Commission Agricultural Futures Conference that was held up in Kansas City. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
OKC West has been serving cattle producers for 30 years across Oklahoma and beyond, offering a premium way to sell your cattle. Mondays at 10 a.m., they sell cows, bulls, and singles. On Tuesdays at 9 a.m., they sell stocker cattle. And on Wednesdays at 9 a.m., feeder steers and feeder heifers are sold. For more information, you can click over to their website, okcwest.com, or give them a call directly at 800-778-9378. OKC West Livestock Market.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.